Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The family of slain South African immigrant starts a global drive to complete a Torah scroll. That is a headline in Times of Israel. The family of South African immigrant killed by Hamas gunmen in November 2021 has last week launched a global project to complete a Torah scroll in his memory. The initiative, titled the Eli K. Unity Sefer Torah, enlists Jews around the world to fund and write a scroll which will be used in Israel to educate groups in his memory. And what an amazing initiative it is. Kasriel K, Eli's brother, is joining us this morning. Kasriel, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning to all your listeners.
So tell us about the initiative. What made, I would imagine that when you have a tragedy like this, you look at a lot of different options and you think, what can we do to perpetuate a memory of somebody like Eli? How did you come up with this as a decision?
100%. So this almost was a knee-jerk reaction when this all happened. You know, I was approached by the website which we're using, and there's, you know, it's called, the website's called TorahClick.com. Mm-hmm. And that's also the link that you can go into, TorahClick.com, and click on the LEK Unity Sefer Torah project. And what happened was, I said to myself, you know, this is the knee-jerk reaction. This is the way that we connect Jews through Torah, because we're all about Torah. So I said, well, let's get a Torah, let's get the program started, and let's unite the Jews around the world. And in addition, you know, we felt there was such an outpouring of need to connect, that Jews from around the world, people, everyone wanted to connect with Eli. So I said, well, let's continue that momentum. Mm-hmm. and give people an opportunity to connect to Eli in an eternal way, you know, that people will take part in this Torah and be able to come to Israel and say, ah, this is the Torah which we wrote.
We were part of it. And is the idea for it to be global? Because I would imagine as well, if you chose to, you could collect everything you needed from within Israel, because there was such an outpouring there as well. Technically speaking,
we could focus on one space. But that's one of the other messages of this, is that it's not about a fundraiser. It's not about, you know, can somebody, you know, five families sponsor a book in the Torah, and we close it. You know, we've priced it at 3.50 shekel, which is a dollar, which is about 14-15 rand, so that it's accessible to single person.
Absolutely.
And you know, I would rather have this, about 300,000, just over 300,000 letters in the Sefer Torah. I would rather have 300,000 in $1 bills than someone come to me and say, I'll sponsor your whole project, because that's not the point. The point is worldwide participation, because Eli touched so many people. Eli was somebody who represented every faculty of Jewish people, from all along the spectrum, because he was a little bit of everything. And this is a project where everybody can say, oh, Eli K, there's something there that I connect to, something that I relate to, and I want to be a part of this.
And where will the Torah be based? Where will it sit?
So that's an interesting question, because what I said to myself was, you know, this is all good and well to do this, but, you know, Israel doesn't necessarily need another Sefer Torah. The shul up the road doesn't need another one. And, you know, we said, well, we're going to do a traveling Sefer Torah. And I'm working with the company which actually makes the vests and the backpacks that Eli and I, my brother Hanan, and my sister Amma use in the army, to make a custom backpack which will be waterproof, which will allow people to take this Torah wherever they go in Israel. Encounter trip comes, Mamach, Bnei Akiva, whatever it is, can come and take the Sefer Torah, take it with them on a Shabbatot, take it with them on a Tiyul. And also in this way, this Torah, which is Eli's Torah, will tour the land of Israel, which Eli, you know, gave his life for loved with a passion. And that's the idea, is that it's going to travel, it'll travel the length and breadth of Israel.
So you mentioned as we were starting how people can get involved and how they can purchase a letter. How do we go about doing that?
So there's a website called TorahClick.com. You go on there, you click projects, and you click the LEK Unity Sefer Torah. And this is a very cool system. You put in your details, you can, and the system automatically issues a certificate based, you know, with the word or letter or whatever it is that you've purchased. And what you do is you can put in whatever bracha, whatever blessing, whatever request you have. It's a, when a person buys a letter in the Sefer Torah, it's an opportunity to ask for whatever it is, or for shlema, for a shidduch, for health, wealth, happiness, whatever anybody wants. And then, you know, you submit, and in your mail, you will get a certificate saying, you know, thank you for participating in the Educate Sefer Torah on the purchase of whatever letter. And you can print it out, put it up on your wall, do whatever you want with it. And also then we also can see the Sefer Torah slowly filling up, which is really, really cool.
Absolutely amazing. So if you are interested in that, please go ahead and do that. It's an incredible project, and one that I love the idea of the unity, of the fact that it's accessible. Letters aren't particularly expensive. It hasn't been priced to as a fundraiser. It is priced to be able to get everybody involved in it, which is, of course, the very, very concept of unity. People all around the world participating and almost being captured in a Torah scroll. Absolutely fantastic. Kasriel K, wishing you all the best on this project, and I hope it goes really well.